Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
This is a family that lost their son and their brother through an act of violence at the hands and the feet of people who had been charged with keeping them safe.
At the funeral service for 29-year-old Tyree Nichols, who was beaten by police officers in Memphis, Tennessee last month, Vice President Kamala Harris called on Congress to pass the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. Harris said the issue is non-negotiable and affirmed President Joe Biden would sign it. House GOP leaders took the first steps Wednesday to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for what they called a failure in the handling of the situation at the southern border.
These are his policies that he finds accord with, then he must be impeached because he is a public official who has lost public trust.
Arizona Representative Andy Biggs said he is filing the articles of impeachment because Mayorkas is, quote, an immediate, imminent threat to the United States of America. The Federal Reserve announced another 0.25% interest rate hike to address the ongoing battle with inflation. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell implied future hikes are likely, noting the Fed will need more evidence to confidently say inflation is on a sustained downward trend.
Despite elevated inflation, longer-term inflation expectations appear to remain well-anchored.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy met with President Joe Biden to resolve a looming default on the national debt.
If you have a child and you give them a credit card and they spend that limit, you're responsible for paying that credit card. But the responsible thing, too, is going forward, not just raise the limit, but look at how you're spending.
McCarthy said his conversation with President Biden was good, but no promises or agreements were reached. The College Board has released its revised curriculum for an AP course of African American Studies, which some observers said downplays components that have drawn criticism from conservatives like Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. At a Wednesday news conference, DeSantis said he is now eyeing critical race theory and diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at state universities.
We are also going to eliminate all DEI and CRT bureaucracies in the state of Florida. No funding, and that will wither on the vine.
Finally, federal investigators conducted a search of President Biden's vacation home in Rehoboth, Delaware, as part of the ongoing probe into the president's handling of classified materials. Investigations are underway surrounding documents found in the possession of Biden, former Vice President Mike Pence, and former President Donald Trump. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.